pray very quietly. I promise that for you, and God can do anything you want.
Top root.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. की जाए अनंत कोटि विश्व निंद की जाए नवाचार विशील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम प्रकाश श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौ भक्त जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ राधा कुंड गिरि बंधन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। स्वामी तो भक्त की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबली बॉडीज। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबली बॉडीज। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबली। थैंक यू। सततम कीर्तन संगमाम जतन तस्य दिनव्रता नव संतस्य मान भक्त्या निश्चयुक्ता उपासते। We have been discussing the symptoms of Mahatma, great soul, poor soul and great soul. Poor soul means they have got this opportunity of becoming great soul, but they misuse it. They are called poor soul. This human form of life, the soul is equal in every living being, but it is covered by this material energy, and as the covering is moved by enlightenment of knowledge, purity of consciousness, we become greater and greater, and ultimately we become great soul. Just like flower. In the beginning, in the bud stage, then fructifies gradually, and then one day it comes to be very nice flower. So, one who comes to the Krishna consciousness, he is compared with a nice flower. So he is called great soul, Mahatma. So this opportunity is open for every one of us, and if we take this advantage, especially in this human form of life, then we are also open to become great soul. So, what is the qualification of great soul? That is defined here in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Satatam Kirtan. He is engaged 24 hours in glorifying the Lord. This is also Kirtan. Just like we perform Kirtan is musical science. Sound. This is also this. Bhagavad Gita reading is also Kirtan. And when you write something about God, that is also Kirtan. Kirtan means, the Sanskrit word is Kirtayati, glorify. So, anyway, when you glorify the Supreme Lord, Kirtan does not mean that you can glorify anyone and everyone. No, that is not Kirtan. Kirtan is defined in the Shastra. Stavanam Kirtanam Vishnu. You have to hear and chant about the Supreme Lord. If you perform some musical performances, glorifying some of your friends or some of your leaders, that is not Kirtan. That is not Kirtan. Here also it is stated, Satatam Kirtantam Maam. The Lord says, one who is glorifying me, not try anyone else. Sometimes you are misled that we can glorify any one of my imagination and that goes to God. No. Here it is specified. Mention satatam, kirtan, dhamma. And kirtan means glorifying the Lord. So, sabanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, padushinam, this process, this devotional process, they are meant only for the Supreme Lord, not for anyone else. So, he is Mahatma. He is the great soul who is always engaged in the performance of glorifying the Supreme Lord. His only business is how to glorify the Lord. Yes. He has no other business. 24 hours, 10% engaged. He is Mahatma. So, satatam kirtan tamah yatantasya. Yatantasya means with great care. How people will take up this. His only thinking is, his only always engaged how people will take it. Because people are now averse. Not only now, always, who are here material world. Generally, we are all averse to God. Therefore, we are put into this material world. All whole faith, everyone, we may be by degrees, little higher and lower. That doesn't matter. Just like in the prison house, all the population, they are condemned. They are condemned. It is to be understood that they are condemned. But there may be some of them, they are first class, some of them second class, some of them, officers of the jail, but the officers of the jail, they are not condemned, don't mistake. Yes. Similarly, those who come here on the mission of preaching the glories of God, they are not condemned. They are glorified, they are Mahatma. And others, they are condemned. The Mahatmas, they come to glorify the Lord and to reclaim this fallen condition soul back to Godhead. That is their business. So they are not conscious. Otherwise, in the material world, whoever he may be, he is to be supposed to be condemned. This is the process. Virabhrata, jatantastha. Jatantastha means just like a politician, they make plans how to execute successfully his mission. He has got a plan. Similarly, the great souls who come to glorify the Lord, who come to reclaim the conditioned souls, they are also engaged. Satantas, they are trying, making plans. How people will accept it? How people will accept? Just like Lord Chaitanya. He made so many plans to give this transcendental message to the people. He left home at the age of 24 years old, just young boy. And his wife was not more than 16 years old. And his mother was over 75 years old. But he did not care. He took sannyas and all over India he distributed this kirtan movement. Since then, every part of India, they are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, these Mahatmas, they have also plan making, but for Krishna. For Krishna, not for any other person. Tatatam kirtantam vam jatantasya dhirabhruta namasantasya. The Mahatma has only one obeisance, obedience to the law. Namasantasya mam bhutya. With devotion, not for any purpose. Bhakti means there is no purpose. A person who approaches God in devotion, he has no ulterior purpose. Bhakti means purity. Bhakti does not mean just like I flatter some friend or some person with a purpose. The bhakti does not mean that. Bhakti means without any purpose. As a matter of duty. As a matter of love. A devotee, a pure devotee offers his respect to the Lord, not with a purpose. But he knows the Lord is great, I am his eternal servitor, with this purpose he offers his love. Similarly, God also loves his devotee more than anyone. So this is a reciprocation of transcendental love. So bhakta means without any purpose. The devotee, the pure devotee takes pleasure in glorifying the Lord. And the Lord also takes pleasure in thinking of his devotee. So this is the relationship between Lord and the so bhaktya. Bhakta nitya jitya. And nitya jitya means that devotional service not for a temporary purpose, because they have no purpose. So that is not temporary. That's why there are some persons who also present themselves chanting Hare Krishna. But they have a purpose. They want to gain some material satisfaction. So that is not kirtan. That is not Krishna, because we have got some purpose. Sometimes we describe that by kirtan, I become such and such, therefore I know. Kirtan should be performed for the glorification of the Lord as a matter of duty. Nitya jitya. The Mayavadis, they also perform kirtan. But their performance of kirtan, that will be described in the next verse, they are taking kirtan as a means for serving some purpose. Yesterday, when our function was going on, initiation, I described the purposeful kirtan, Hare Krishna, is often, if you want to serve some purpose by chanting Hare Krishna, that is an offense. That offense should be avoided. So they have no purpose. The Mahatma who are offering this respectful obeisances unto the Lord, they have no purpose. Bhakta nitya jitya upasati. Their process is to worship the Lord out of love. So that is not broken at any stage. The Mayavadi, the breath. They at a certain stage, they think that by kirtan, by performance of kirtan, when I reach to the highest stage, then I become one with the Supreme. There is no necessity of kirtan. Stop kirtan. No. The Mahatma, those who are really Mahatma, they do not do that. Their kirtan will continue even after liberation. Nitya. Nitya means eternal. You are eternal. Every living entity is eternal. So, as after getting out of this body, you also continue to exist. Due to destruction, annihilation of this material body, you are not destroyed. In the material world, we take another body. This is spiritual world. There is no question of changing the body. As soon as we get our spiritual life, then there is no need of changing the body to get your eternal body. So, because you are eternal and your body is eternal, similarly, your kirtan performance is also eternal. Your kirtan performance is also eternal. Not that after you get liberation, you stop it. Rather, when you get liberation, you chant it with more devotion, with more ecstasy. Dhirabhrata. Brata means heart. So, this is the process of kirtan, and one who performs kirtan in this way, without any purpose, annavilasitasunnam, bhakti means, without any purpose or material gain, annavilasitasunnam, jnana karmadhanabhritam, without being covered by speculative process and fruitive activities. Anupullena Krishna Rasulanam, favorite, just to please the Supreme Lord. That is what it is. Not with any purpose. Now the Lord says, Jnana Yogyena Chapi Anne Jagantamam Upasataha Upasate Ekatena Pithatena Bahuda Bhistato Mukham. Now there are others. Now here it is said, Anne. Anne means others. Or you can take it, there are other Mahatmas. But actually, so far these verses are concerned, in one verse he has said particularly that this is the symptom of Mahatma's great soul. In the next verse he says, Anne, other. Just like you sometimes say particularly that such and such gentleman, you particularly, say his name. When you speak of others, those are not important. You say, and others. Others, you are not taking so much importance of the others. So similarly, here it is saying, Anne means others. Those who are not actually in pure devotion, but they are trying something. In transcendental life, and they are trying to gain a spiritual salvation. So, Mahatma means who are directly in touch with the Supreme Lord in devotion and service, unalive, without any adulteration. But others, those who are of opinion that after salvation we shall become one with the Lord, they are described here as Anne. Anne means others. They are not being specifically said that they are Mahatma. But Vaishnava philosophers, this Anne, this word, they take it, there are other Mahatmas also. But in the Bhagavad Gita it is not mentioned. Anyway, they are also Mahatmas. Because they are trying for transcendental realization. So their method is Jnana-yogyena means they are trying to understand the Supreme Absolute Truth by philosophical speculation. Jnana. Just in the fourth chapter, we have learned it, that there are four kinds of persons who begin devotional practice. Chaturvidha bhajanti mam sukriti naam. There are four kinds of persons who have got some background of pious life. They only, not others. Those who are miscreants, they cannot approach God. Namam prapadvanti muha duskitina naradhama. Those who are simply miscreants and fools, they cannot approach God. That is stated. But those who are pious, those who are pious, not miscreants. There are four classes among the pious. And what are they? Pious. Artha Arthati Vijnasu Jain. Artha means those who are distant, in this sense. Pious people are generally there in this sense. So, among the pious men, those who are in this sense, those who are in want of money, and those who are inquisitive to know what is the absolute truth, and those who are searching after the transcendental knowledge. These four classes begin after the understanding what is God. They have heard that there is God, and they begin their research. They also they pray for recovery from distress. The man who is in want of money, he wants some money from the Supreme Lord, and in distress and wants some money. And the jnani, they are after knowledge, they want to know what is God, and jnanasu and inquisitive, oh, let me inquire what is the science of God. So out of these four, those who are in distress and those who want some material help, they may cease after their purpose is fulfilled. When their distress is over, or they have got some money, they may cease so and worship in the Supreme Lord. But the jnani, they are not ceasing. They will continue. They will continue. Unless they find where is the Supreme Lord. The last point, they know. They will go on. That means another person finds Maunam Janmanam Ante. Maunam Janmanam after many, many births. The transcendental process is so nice that if you finish 50% in this life, so you will begin in your next life from 51%. It will never be lost. Your material acquisition will be lost, will be finished with the loss of your body. But spiritual acquisition will not be finished. So whatever you acquire, 10%, 20%, 25%, 50%, but better to achieve 10% in this life. Don't wait for the next life. Why not? It is so easy. Why should we work for another life to achieve the success? So anyway, this determination is there for those who are searching God out of knowledge. So here it is said, Jnana-yogyena. Jnana-yogyena means by sacrifice of knowledge that such. So what is that process of turning? Who is the gentleman going and coming? You can lock it. He's going and coming, who is it? Jnana-yogyena chapanya. So this jnana-yogya, this sacrifice of knowledge. The jnani, the philosopher, the practice. And what is their idea? Jajanta maam upasate. That philosophical research is also accepted as sacrifice, and that is also another kind of worship and devotional service to the Lord. That is also accepted. But their method is ekatena, prithakatena, and Buddha Vishwamitam. Monism, pantheism, and universal form. That is their process. So out of these three classes, those who are trying in the path of monism to become equal, one with the Supreme, among these speculations, they are considered first class. Their process is that think of themselves that I am God. And they worship themselves, not any other. They garland themselves. In this way, that process is called Ahangraha-upasana. He tells himself that I am the symbol of God. The purpose of this Ahangraha-upasana is that if you study yourself, about your spiritual position, then you can understand what is God. What is God? If you minutely study your spiritual position, ekatena, because we are qualitatively one with God. So if I analytically study myself, what I am, what are my propensities, what I want to do, so many things we have got. If we simply make an analysis of ourselves, then we can study also the Supreme Lord in greatness. That's it. Take for example, that I want to be independent. Nobody says that I can be dependent on you. No, I cannot accept any spiritual master. Oh. That means the spirit of independence. The spirit of independence is there. Because you are part and parcel of the Supreme. He is supremely independent. He is described Sarat. In the Srimad Bhagavat he is described Sarat. Sarat means complete independence. So, because you are part and parcel of the Supreme, so we have got our independence. How is it mind? So that minus independence, out of that minus independence, sometimes you say, no, why shall I accept the spiritual master? Why shall I accept any authority? I shall search out. So they undergo serious kind of penances and regulative life, but they think of themselves that I am God. So this is also accepted as one of the process. But the process will end after many, many births. This process will not help him to get liberation in one life. Otherwise, why it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan. Jnanavan, by this process of searching in knowledge, has to take many, many births. Therefore, there is no liberation. Because he has to take many, many births, that means that he does not gain liberation in one life. Then, after many, many births, when he comes to the point, Vasudeva Karmaniti, when he understands Vasudeva, Lord Krishna is everything, Bhavanam Janmanamanti, Janvan Mang Prapadate, Vasudeva Karmaniti, Sa Mahatma Sudurlava. Now here it is said Mahatma, Mahatma Anastamankatha. The Mahatma's qualification is always chanting and always thinking, always glorifying me. Now, some Mahatma Sudhullava, there is it. After many, many births of speculative service, when he will become a Mahatma and will be engaged in this service, of first time in glorifying the Lord, then he starts him out in the purpose. So, this Ganesha Jnana, by the speculative process, thinking oneself that I am God, I am God. That's all right. But I am God in quality. I am God not in quantity. Several times I have repeatedly placed before you that just like the particle of gold, qualitatively one is gold. There is no difference of chemical composition in the particle of the gold and the lump of gold. Similarly, chemically, we are what? With God. All the qualities which God has got, we have also got. But He has got in greater quantity, I have got in smaller quantity. Yes. Just like in this material world, you have got your bank account, and some millionaires, he has got also bank account. That constituent of the bank, you are also a member. But you are not equal to the man who has got millions of dollars deposited in the bank. Similarly, you are God. You are God quality. That's all. So these speculators, the philosophical speculators, they simply understand only one part of the situation. That is qualitatively quantity. But they cannot understand that they are different from the Supreme, quantitative. They do not understand. So they require incarnate or transmigrate many, many births to understand that he is not quantitatively equal with God. And when he understands, quantitatively, Lord is Supreme, then he prabhadate means he is surrender. So you have to reach to that surrendering point. Although Mahatma, here is accepted Mahatma, but that is we are averaging that surrendering process. And when we are actually in the surrendering process, then we become actual Mahatma, and it is accepted and Bhagavad Gita, so Mahatma to be loved. That sort of Mahatma is very rare to be found. To surrender unto Krishna, to surrender unto the Supreme Lord, we may theoretically say and speculate, but full surrender, 10% surrender, that is a difficult job. But if one likes, he can do that. Our the Krishna consciousness prescribes that you become immediately Krishna consciousness. Satatanki, the process is very simple. But this speculation is, they think, what it is, they are simply chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna. Because it is very simple method, they think it is not very good. But actually, it is the highest method recommended by Lord Chaitanya and recommended in authoritative scriptures, just like I have several times repeated in this meeting. In the Bhagavad Gita, it says, Karog dosa nidhi rajam, yasti duka mahalagna, kitanadeva krishnasta. Kitanadeva krishnasta, that is very mental. But simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Mukta Sangha, he becomes liberated. He becomes liberated. Mukta Sangha, and Param Braja, and goes to the spiritual kingdom. So, it is for out of mercy, the Lord has given in this day, that you take this simple process, because you cannot execute any other process very nice, but this process you can execute very nicely anywhere, any circumstances, any place, any condition. There is no condition, no rules, no regulation. Simply chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram. So, and these are at once the Mahatma. Thank you. Any questions?